Russell Dickerson, happened to me on B105. It's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Happy Friday, TGIF.
Why has this been like the longest week ever?
It's been a weird week for me.
I think coming back after like a long holiday weekend, it's just hard to get back in the swing of things.
Yeah, and came back on a Monday, which hit hard.
Yeah.
But hey, we made it through the week.
We did.
Here
we
are.
Did.
And I got my downtown Duluth experience yesterday. Mm-hmm. B105, it's a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. We have the B105 Buzz, brought to you by East Central Energy, member-owned, homegrown, community-focused since 1936. What's up, Lauren?
Well, I have something about bears.
Of course you do.
It's important, though. So the city of Superior, they just shared this the other day. Apparently, there have been a lot of bear sightings, like more than usual, especially in Billings Park. And so they shared like a funny message pretending to be a bear, basically being like, thank you for leaving your trash out, things like that. But in all seriousness, they're just reminding Superior locals, do not let your recycling overflow because bears will, you know, sniff things out. Be careful when you're disposing of pet food. Just become bear aware, if you will.
Bear aware.
And, I mean, so cute and fuzzy.
Uh-huh.
But you don't want to bait them. We don't want them in neighborhoods. So.
You don't want them to, like, set up underneath your house. That happened a while ago. Somebody, like, there was a bear living underneath someone's house.
I remember that.
And it's like, okay, this is kind of a problem, you know?
I mean, like, I would like that, but also I would be scared.
Kind of like your squirrel infestation you have going on.
Not an infestation. And a lot of them have disappeared because now Barbara's just kind of... Because I got them an Adirondack chair. And so now Barbara has kind of taken over. And so, you know, some of
the... You got them a little miniature Adirondack chair?
Yeah. You obviously don't watch my Snapchats.
I don't keep up on Snapchat
too
much.
Well, in long story short, basically, I was bored, so I went to L&M with my husband, and then I saw it there, so I was like, we have to buy this. Hung it up in the tree. They love it. She hangs out in this Adirondack chair 24/7. She doesn't let anyone else on the Adirondack chair.
I would have bet that L&M is probably expanding their squirrel selection just a section just for you.
I know. Thank you. Shout out. They also had like a porch swing for squirrels, and I wanted that.
Shout out L&M Cloquet.
But he's like, we're going to just stick with like this one Adirondack chair. So anyways,
no
bears,
snaps.
But lots of squirrels. Yeah.
It's hard for me to keep up a Snapchat because it's just always blowing up. And it's like, I don't
you're
have.
Just so well, I love how you're always like, I get so many messages. It's like, that means people like you and they care about you.
I know, but I can't respond to all of them. I get overwhelmed.
That's how I am with Facebook Messenger. Like, I don't read any of those messages usually.
I'll never send you anything.
You never do.
You need to get a hold of me the right way is grab me by the shoulders, look at me and say, Ken, pay attention, and then I'll pay attention.
Good to know.
I tell my wife that all the time. She goes, I told you about that. I'm like, did you tell me after 9 p.m.? She goes, yeah. Not recording after 9. Nothing. It's blank. Nothing. Nothing.
What do you want to talk about?
Nothing.
Yes, you have something.
No, we're out of time. You spent all this time on your squirrel talk.
I had to update everybody.
I did not know about the squirrel Adirondack chair. So.
Well, I'm going to show you a picture.
There's plenty of it. Yeah, just don't snap it to me. B105, Eric Church, drink in my hand on B105, Northland's number one for new country. Let's do Lauren's Country Lowdown. What's up?
So, I think you were gone when we talked about this, but Garth Brooks, he just announced an arena tour.
Okay.
It is the Blame It All on My Roots tour. He only announced the first stop, which is Indianapolis. It'll be two nights, and I believe it's in August, so tickets actually go on sale today at 10 a.m. And, of course, in, like, true Garth Brooks fashion, he can't just, like, he's got to do things his own way, you know? So okay. We don't know any of the other dates, but he is doing something that I don't think has ever been done before. Every single ticket is the exact same price.
Really?
So it doesn't matter if you're sitting in the front row. Doesn't matter if you're sitting in the back row.
Do we know what the prices are? Is it changed by city?
So apparently, because we don't know, because we only know one city, Indianapolis, it is $154 no matter where you sit. So again, you could be in the very front row for that much. You could be in the way back for that much. But dynamic pricing is an issue because the more demand there is, the higher the prices go. So even though... You know, $150 might seem like a lot if you're in the way back. You know, you're not getting all those crazy dynamic prices. Now, honestly, $154 to sit in the back to see Garth Brooks, that's not bad. And it's an arena tour.
Yeah.
You know? But he always, I feel like, keeps his tickets affordable. Because when I saw him in Vegas, it was dirt cheap. And then when I saw him at US Bank... I was like fourth row and it was like $80.
Well, they did that last minute. They opened up a lot of tickets at last minute. Yeah. Well, cool.
So anyways, thought that was interesting. Hopefully he'll announce more tour dates soon. I don't know why he just only did one, but anyways. So Justin Moore, he recently took to social media to tell everybody he was taking a break from touring.
Yeah, what's up?
He said, I need to take a step back. Well, now he just announced a tour. He says, I'm back. So that didn't really last that long.
Didn't say what was going on or anything?
Nope, never elaborated on that. But he will be in Wisconsin a few times, Colorado Springs. So this looks like it goes all the way through November.
Interesting.
He'll be in Prior Lake. He'll be in Wisconsin Dells. So you can see details of that Prior Lake show, B105Country.com. But he just had a little short hiatus. I thought it was going to last a lot longer.
Yeah, well, he said he was going to be back soon, and he was.
I'm trying to see when he first posted this. June 8th.
Huh.
So he took a month off, and then, okay. So anyways, glad he's doing okay. And then Megan Maroney has a new venture. She has a new fragrance coming out. It is called Calliope. You can pre-order it now, $55. It'll ship mid-August. The word means romantic, magnetic, and memorable. And then it has ties to Greek mythology as well. So she calls it a captivating floral musk. Which, when I think musk, I think like stinky, but
like a musk is like a primal smell, you know?
Yeah.
Like I've been working out all day, smell my musk.
Ew.
You
know
what, I mean? What do you mean? You're going to say ew?
Oh, well, that's gross.
A little bit of musk going on right now.
Ew.
I'm kidding. That's something in the vents. B105 and the 710 Laugh Off. Okay, we got a special edition. My daughter Jane is joining us. Say hi, Jane. Great job.
Do we scare you? Don't be scared.
Gotta talk right into the microphone. Gotta get closer. Oh. Okay. And then talk really quietly. So no more. All right. Lauren, I'm gonna go first.
Okay.
Why is it that if you donate a kidney, people love you, but if you donate 5 kidneys, they call the police?
That's kind of a dark joke.
It is.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You should come in more often, Jane.
Lauren,
come
go ahead. Anytime. You got a joke.
Okay, why did the social media manager break up with her boyfriend? Lack of engagement.
That hits too close to home.
Jane's laughing.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Good to get that engagement up. Hey, okay, Jane, let's hear your joke.
Okay. Why doesn't Ronaldo ever have to clean his room? Because he's not messy.
Oh. Okay. Now explain that joke to people that don't know soccer.
I'm not explaining.
It's Ronaldo, a World Cup joke.
It's a World Cup joke. Ronaldo's famous soccer player. Messi, famous soccer player. Mm-hmm. All right,
that's probably the best joke, I would say. And then mine second.
And then mine third. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad you all are enjoying this. 710 Laugh Off. We'll be back with a half a minute to win it. B105. Choose in Texas. B105, 728. Let's play half a minute to win it.
Let's do it.
See what we got for a contestant. We'll go to the phone. Hello, B105. Who's this?
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. What's going on today?
Good morning. I'm just heading to work.
Okay. Well, we're going to get you, hopefully, some double pub comedy tickets and then a car wash. You're going to do what Lauren tells you here, though.
Okay.
All right.
Are you ready?
Well, we don't even know what the category is.
So, because it's summer and we want to milk it as long as we can, name 5 foods that are associated with summertime.
Oh, okay. 30 seconds or less. 5 summertime foods. Okay, Sarah, go.
A freebie, hot dog, popsicle, ice cream, tomatoes and cucumbers.
Okay, that's good. You
gotta, we'll give it to you.
I was waiting on watermelon because that's
watermelon.
I love watermelon
one.
In the summer. You know. Did you?
Yeah.
Light stuff. You know, or like a tomato, cucumber, onion salad. You ever had that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's interesting.
All right, Sarah. Okay. Hey, we got you. You're a winner today, okay?
Thank you.
Now I got to make this. Now I'm thinking about it.
It actually sounds weirdly really good.
Look at it. Can you see that right there?
Wow.
So that's where what do you put with this? My neighbor, Steph, made this once. She says you add, I think it's like vinegar or something. I can't remember exactly what it is. It's tomato, cucumber, and onion salad. Look it up. 3 garden fresh tomatoes, English cucumber. What's an English cucumber?
What's the difference?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Sweet onion. Then you do a couple white vinegar, tablespoons of vegetable oil, some sugar, salt, pepper. Mix it all together. It's a very delicious, tangy, refreshing summer salad.
Vegetable oil.
Or olive oil, just to help mix it all together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm here for it.
Maybe I'll make some. I'll bring it in for you.
It sounds very refreshing.
It is refreshing.
And healthy, which, like, That's not always what I go for.
Well, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, 7:30, B105. We got Breakfast Club Confessions coming up. I got a new one. I got another one that happened besides impaling myself with rusty nails.
I forgot about that.
Dumping a boat charger in the lake or a battery charger in the lake. Boy, I got a lot. Okay, it's coming up.
Can't wait.
B105. B105, it's a Breakfast Club again in Lauren. Okay, so yesterday I was working in the backyard, and I happened to look over, and I saw my dryer vent that's coming out of the basement, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, there's something hanging from that. So I went over there, and I stuck my hand up the dryer vent, and I'm like...
Oh, no.
I pulled out a chunk of pretty hard lint that had been in there a long time. I'm like, oh, gosh, this is a fire hazard. You got to make sure you clean these things out. And yeah. I guess it's been a while since mm-hmm. I did that. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I'm pulling, and I keep pulling things out. And I stick my hand up there and keep pulling things out. I'm like, what is going on? How did this possibly get so clogged up?
Right.
Right? And then I start thinking.
Oh, no.
Maybe this is how mice are getting into our kitchen.
Through the laundry?
Through the dryer vent. Yeah, okay. Because then what happened was I pulled up there's a flap that stops it from, you know, like, when it's not blowing, it shuts it so you can't get in. That thing was broken off inside. So I, like, pulled out, like, a garbage bag full of stuff out of it. I had, like, all this black stuff on my hands and everything. It was crazy. But then I think that might be how the mice were getting in. But then that means, is that getting in all the way through the dryer?
I am not the person to ask for that, but that is new fear unlocked.
So, like, where are they going? But that's, like, right underneath where the kitchen. That could be. Because what would happen is these mice come. We'd open up our silverware drawer, and all of a sudden there's mice droppings in there. Like, ugh.
Right.
So then we have to, like, wash all the silverware, leave it out, set traps in there. Mm-hmm. That was the one where there was a mouse in a live trap, and it flopped down and got caught, flopped down, and then landed in the cupboard beneath it. And when I went to get the toaster the next day, the mouse was still alive, jumping around in there. Scared the crap out of me.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well,
so anyway,
how do you get rid of them? Just mouse traps?
I'm gonna have to go. Well, yeah, that's what I did. But now I'm going to have to go to Menards, and I'm going to have to buy another new type of thing, and I'm going to have to clean out the vent. Another thing to do this weekend. You know, yeah. Home ownership, right?
Sorry.
Fun stuff. But, and then the other day I was throwing, I was picking up, we were cleaning up the yard, and I had some old boards with nails in them, which is always a great idea to have lying around. Mm-hmm. And I went to chuck in the back of the truck, and as I threw it, the nail caught my back. And scraped down the side.
Wow.
I was bleeding all over the place again. Did a lot of blood spilled this week over here.
I hope somebody just tuned in just to hear that.
Spilled a lot of blood this week.
Well, mine was an accident. And actually, I still think I did the right thing. But I went to the dentist like a month and a half ago. And I was like, my back tooth kind of hurts. Now, it started when I bit down on a piece of granola. So I haven't had
granola
that.
Granola will get you.
And it's been hurting ever since. But whatever. So... He was like, I don't see anything. If it still bothers you, come back. Well, I am a hypochondriac, right? So, like,
you were very worried about it the other day.
Well, because, like, you can't mess with your teeth. Like, that's a lifeline to everything else, right? So, long story short, it had been bothering me so bad for, like, 2 weeks. And then it got slightly better, but it was still bothering me. I'm like, I don't want to end up having to, like, get a tooth pulled or something because I waited so long. So, I called. They squeezed me in. He did, like, every test, an x-ray, a bite test, like, every single thing. And he's like... It's your allergies. So I was like, I was sweating. I couldn't sleep the night before. I was like, my tooth is going to get pulled. I need a root canal. Like, I was panicking. And then he's like, it's your sinuses, your allergies.
Do you remember when I told you that before you went in? Sinus pressure?
You did say that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, so then they did. Okay, and then I was like cracking jokes to the hygienist because I was nervous. They weren't laughing, but they x-rayed one of the teeth. And to the girl, I was like, do I need a root canal? And she was like, let's just wait till the dentist gets in here. I'm like, you don't make me wait.
Wow.
And she wouldn't tell me, but she's like, I will say it looks like your nerves are all the way into your sinuses. I was like, that's great.
I had that happen one time, too. I thought for sure I had something wrong with it, but it was pressure. Nasal pressure got my sinuses hitting the nerves. Yeah.
But I was, like, panicking. I was sweating.
I was worried that morning.
I couldn't eat all day because I was like, I'm so nervous. I'm going to have to get my tooth pulled. So it was, not that it's nothing, but, you know, and then, like, my allergies have been bad all week. So I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. So it's good, and I did the right thing, but then I felt, like, kind of dumb because I'm like, I swear something's wrong. Like, no offense, I don't want to hang out at the dentist, you know?
Right.
I don't have to, but I was...
Lauren's Country Lowdown on B105. What's up?
So we have lots of new singles out today. No new albums, but Tucker Wetmore has a new song out called Who Told You That? Connor Smith is back with a song called Hour With You. Randy Travis has released a new song, Fish On. We talked about this recently, how he's releasing his first, like, album of originals for the first time in, like, 20 years. It's songs he's already recorded, but they never saw the light of day, so they're going to be, like, remixed and remastered. Lee Bryce has a song out called Dogs Are Barking. Brad Paisley, Home Sweet Hotel. And then the band Perry has a new version of their song, You Lie. It's called You Lie Forever Version with Caitlin Butts, who's a country singer.
Yeah, so, I just saw that on my feed.
It's interesting.
Like, who's that? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we all know Jelly Roll, Bunny XO. They're splitting up. They're already split up. Their divorce isn't finalized yet. But over the 4th, she was spotted kissing a reality star named Dylan Wolf. He's on a Netflix show called Calabasas Confidential, which I will say, as a reality show connoisseur, I could not get into this show.
Okay.
It's not my favorite reality show. But this kind of makes me want to watch it again, which is maybe the point. But he is 24, and this all happened at Jelly Roll's bar. TMZ was on top of it, and he just broke his silence on it. He did an interview with TMZ where he said, I just met her, just talked to her. He says, I love Bunny. She's great. She's got a lot going on, but I think she's super sick. And then he also said that he also has love for Jelly Roll as well.
Okay, well.
Now, when asked why, what this kiss was, in a relationship, he says sometimes, he said something along the lines of, like, sometimes a tiger just wants to hunt a cougar or something. And I'm like,
okay.
Yeah. That was.
So who's a tiger? Him?
Yeah, because Bunny XO is a little.
22 years older?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to find his exact, like, line, because it was really bad. It was really cringe. But
what was the name of the reality show?
Calabasas Confidential.
Never even heard of it.
But basically, he said, we aren't dating or anything. He's like, sometimes you just want to have fun. So there you go. You
can
read more about that if you want. B105country.com. And then congratulations to Jason Aldean. He made Billboard history. He just got his 27th number one on the Billboard Country Airplay chart with Don't Tell On Me. That was his 27th. Number one on the chart. He's moved past George Strait, Alan Jackson, and Luke Bryan. He now has the 4th most number ones in the chart's history. Kenny Chesney has 33. Yeah. Blake has 30. Tim McGraw's 29. And then Jason Aldean, 27. And I think he'll surpass the, you know, I don't know about
time.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll, well, he'll surpass Kenny Chesney. I mean, he's still getting number ones, and there's not that big of a gap, but it's crazy that it's, like, you know, past George Strait and everything like that.
Kenny Chesney's still active making music, though.
He is.
So, I mean, he's...
So he's going to keep, you know, closing the gap.
The race is on, right?
Ooh, juicy.
Megan Maroney, Beautiful Things on B105. It's a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren at 7:58, and we are going to look at your weather forecast coming up, and also we'll have Andy coming in from Doors and Air, right? I don't have your thing turned on. Sorry.
I have not heard otherwise.
Also, I want to mention this. I just found this out. Breaking news. Da-da-da-da. Oh, wait. Hold on. Where's my breaking news thing? This always sucks when it doesn't work like I want it to. Because it just is. Oh, there we go. Breaking news. The War Department has put out the next batch of UFO files. There's some really weird stuff on there.
How many batches are there?
4 tranches, they call it. This is the 4th one now. And there are some, like that one I showed you is probably the most interesting one that I've seen on there, but it looks like this blobby plasmoid thing in the sky.
Yeah, it looks like a ten or like a Sour Patch Kid.
It kind of
zoom in, yeah.
It's really weird.
It's very weird. Or like I was going to say a teddy bear, but I meant a Teddy Graham.
Yeah, so now I know what I'm going to be doing this weekend when I go down a rabbit hole. I'll be going through all these things and whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I think they intentionally do it on a Friday, so they kind of just... under the radar, you know what I mean?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
They do it every, it's always on a Friday.
They should have done it last weekend when everyone was out and about.
Well, we'll see what happens here, but weird stuff going on. Ken's Weird News Tuesday's going to be big.
Oh, we're going to have to wait?
Big,
okay, fine.
Big stuff. Well, I gotta have time to process all of this, so, you know. All right, anyway, that's been breaking news. All right.
Thank you.
And if you see something flying around the sky this weekend, it's probably the Duluth Air Show.
Probably, but... can't confirm.
Right, but I'm excited about that going on tomorrow. I was over at the Bong Veterans Historical, what is it, Richard Bong Memorial Veterans, I can't remember the name. I never get it right. But I was over there because they had the P-38 to the flyover, and I geeked out, and I went over there, and I waited and waited and waited for the plane. Thank God I made two passes, because the first pass I fumbled the phone and I didn't get it. But then he came around again and I got that on video. You can see that on our Facebook page. I got a reel up on it.
Yeah, it's
so
awesome.
Yeah, it's really neat. So looking forward to the Duluth Air Show this weekend. More information, DuluthAirShow.com. And we'll look at your weather forecast for this weekend next. Shaboozy, amen. With Jelly Roll, B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. And we also have Andy from Tortoise and Hare Footwear. I am sporting my Brooks today, my Brooks Beast.
Love it.
I knew you were looking spry over
and
there.
You know, like, I've just got an extra spring in my step. You know what I mean? Bouncing my step. What is it?
I think it's spring.
Yes, yeah,
spring,
step, right? Spring in your step.
I suck at those
hair
things
today. You're bouncy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what, yeah, I'm sure. Okay. Anyway, what's going on with you?
Tortoise and Hare stayed busy. I know post grandma's kind of slows down a little bit, but I mean, people need footwear all year long. And just to prove the point that, you know, we're not just a running shop. You know, so after grandma's, we still have value. People come and see us for all sorts of needs, and we've got a full lineup of like sandals this time of year. You know, Birkenstocks, UFOs. And some other like hiking styles from our running brand Hoka. Teva makes a really fantastic hiking product as well. So yeah, we've got seasonal options, and then our core products of, you know, running and walking and hiking shoes.
And we can ask you a question.
Yes.
I tore off my toenail on my little tiny pinky toe.
Oh mm-hmm. my god, like it's completely gone?
Part of it split off and
yeah.
It was like torture. Right? Did you get anything for that?
I would try something called Injinji socks, and those are the socks that have a sleeve for each individual toe.
That's bougie.
Yeah, they're actually really comfy.
This little piggy gets its own blanket.
Yeah,
well, look at that.
So actually, recently,
I'm kind of about my toes, not me being
my
a
wife
piggy.
Broke her pinky toe, and every time it bumped into its neighbor,
yeah,
it would hurt.
Yeah.
So she thinks they look heinous. You know, she does not like the toe sock look.
It's a tough look to pull off.
Yeah.
It could be a...
But you know, she broke down and started wearing them, and much to the benefit of her now broken toe. So I think the Injinji sock
lineup...
How
do you spell that?
Injiji. Wow, pop quiz this morning.
Well, I think I probably could have figured that out. I'm looking at Injinji toe socks.
Yeah.
That's weird. That is really weird, but I kind of like it. It kind of looks like an astronaut booties.
That's a very interesting look. But you know what? If it helps,
there's probably a fetish about this too.
Oh my goodness!
And then
people on feet are weird.
You know, with that, you probably is.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. You know the boot that you have, the Topo boot with the really squared toe box.
Yeah.
Some of their run shoes come in wides, and it just gives those little toes on the outside a little bit more space with that like squared off shape instead of it being more tapered.
Yeah.
Even like your Brooks, I know you wear the 4E. I think the...
You know so much about me.
And
I love. Yeah, I love that you know that.
Yeah.
Well, we talk a lot about
right.
your shoes size.
Yeah, Lauren's a 6.5.
Thank you, yes.
Wow.
You got the opposite ends of the shoe size spectrum.
I got a very good understanding.
Yes, you do.
Right.
But yeah, the Topo brand with the really square toe box just, you know, buys those little toes.
So I start wearing those boots around a little more now.
Well, the boots are just a medium, though. So the athletic shoes, they do come in wide. So that's another thing that we could try.
Okay.
Keeps bugging.
Okay.
Well, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
How it's going. Otherwise, I got a Band-Aid. It's been fine.
But you should try the toe socks.
No, the Band-Aids won't work. You have to buy something for me.
Okay.
Yeah, it only works if you buy it from Tortoise and Hare. It's scientifically proven.
So. I guess it's not feeling better. I guess I better run over there. That's funny. Well, you got a lot of stuff going on. And at Tortoise Hare Footwear, you can always follow along on your Facebook page. You got this running group, stuff like that.
Yeah, there's stuff going on all week. We're involved in 3 different running groups in the middle of the week. We do events in and out of the store all the time. So follow our social medias. We're on Facebook and Instagram. And then we're located in West Duluth, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 7. Saturdays are 9 to 5. Sundays are now 11 to 4. Right on the corner of 40th Avenue West and Grand. And look for more information, of course, at tortoisehairfootwear.com.
Okay. Well, Andy, thank you for all the knowledge.
Of course.
And your shining personality.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you at Tortoise and Hare. Andy from Tortoise and Hare Footwear, 813 B105. Let's do Jelly Roll. B105, Corey Kent, Rocky Mountain Low. That's with Cole Wetzel. Just got an app message from Amanda in Cloquet. Thank you for this information. Because we're talking about how I had mice in my, I think getting through my dryer vent in my house or whatever. They said, you know, mice, this is what Amanda said. You know, mice can fit through a hole the size of a pencil eraser. How do they do that? That's insane. That's crazy. I'm trying to look at a pencil and I'm thinking, how do they do that? And it said, she said she'd recommend exterior bait stations. Man, we got like a big mouse. We got a lot of mice in a neighborhood, especially as you get towards fall. They get into everything. Yeah. Anyway, we'll work on it. Coming up, we'll have a chance for you to win a Traeger grill. We'll tell you all about that next, where Lauren's going to be. B105, it is a breakfast club. But Ken and Lauren, okay, Lauren, you're going to be busy today at noon to one. You're going to be out broadcasting live because we're giving away a Traeger grill from Miner's Ace Hardware in Superior and then also $500 to Super One Foods.
Yep, so it is our backyard barbecue giveaway. We're going to be doing this every Friday, and I'm kicking it all off today, noon to one. ASP Masaba along Miller Trunk Highway.
5028 Miller Trunk Highway. I was looking up the address for everybody.
And then you also have a shot to win tickets to see Ian Munsick and George Burge at Bayfront this weekend.
Yeah, that's already going on tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. That's crazy. So, Traeger Grill, it's so much fun.
That's such a good prize. And you have to show up to enter to win.
I cleaned out my Traeger. You know, you got to clean the fire pot out mm-hmm. every once in a while. And then you got to, like, clean it. And then here's a tip for you. Make sure that you get the grease out that kind of solidifies after you use it a bunch, because that can ignite, especially when you're going high temperatures. Like when I was making, I did pizzas on the Traeger yesterday.
Ooh, you know? Okay.
One time I tried doing that, and I had done a bunch of burgers before that, and the burger grease caught fire. So, I mean, it can be. Anyway.
That's not great.
It tasted really good. I really liked the Traeger pizzas. It gives a nice like a wood smoke taste. And then you don't, when it's hot like it was, you don't have to worry about heating up the house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, going to be a lot of fun. And we'll see you at ASP Masaba. That'll be noon to one today.
Come say hi.
Look for Lauren. Okay. 828, B105, weather forecast for the weekend up next. B105, it's Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. Okay. Some jerks in Montana.
Oh, Montana. Interesting. Okay.
Well, this happened. Vandals blow up 13 porta potties in Billings, Montana.
Why are we blowing up porta potties?
I had a rough 4th of July. It was a porta potty company. They said this is sad. Every year they expect to lose a few toilets to fireworks because it just seems to be what happens. But they say 13's well above the usual of, you know, a few. Damages topping $12,000. I didn't know porta potties were that expensive. Most of them were destroyed in a new residential construction area, but they say that they had to be large explosives, bigger than anything sold legally. And they say they came from Wyoming or probably a nearby reservation where fireworks can be brought year-round. There's no security cameras. They don't know. But they've been blowing up. They've been finding the toilets blown apart or into melted blocks of plastic.
Well, so, that is kind of gross. New a meaning gross combination. To, blowing up the bathroom.
New meaning to, I just blew up that porta potty.
Bad. Yeah, you know.
Destroyed another porta potty.
It's not great. Not great at
another
all.
Another reason to avoid. Josh Ross, Hate How You Look on B105, Northland's number one for new country. And we got some angel. Lauren's going to give us a good story to class to show up as promised.
Yeah, so we all know the World Cup. Is it still going on?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So there have been a lot of great stories that have come out of the World Cup. We've had a few for some angel, but I love this one. A company paid a fan who spent life savings taking his grandpa to the World Cup. So this is a young England soccer fan, and he used all of his life savings, which was $13,000, to take his grandpa to the World Cup. It was his grandpa's dream. His grandpa is a huge, you know, soccer fan, and his grandpa's also 80 years old, and his grandpa used to take him to all these games, and so he's like, I want to, you know, pay it back. So he was documenting everything on social media, and that's when a U.S.-based online crypto casino called MetaWin went into the comments and was like, we are going to fund your trip because this has been really sweet and really fun to see. So they actually said, if your team wins by 2 goals or whatever, we'll pay you back. But they ended up just refunding him the total cost of his trip anyways, which I thought
was cool.
Yeah, and he said when he first saw it, he's like, this is obviously a scam. But then literally after everything and the game was over, he had the money in his account. So
yeah.
I thought that was sweet, and so sweet that he wanted to take his grandpa on a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
Sweet,
that is so cute.
So the next game today is Spain and Belgium, and that's at 2. France just beat Morocco yesterday, so they're now in the semifinals. But now we've got to see, what do we got, Argentina? I don't know. We'll see what's going on here. Oh, today, you know, this is crazy to understand. I'm trying to learn the soccer thing. I really am. Like tomorrow at 8, Argentina and Switzerland are playing. Win probability, They think Argentina's got that one. Okay, we'll see.
Yeah, it is a lot to keep up with. A lot.
And I never know when the game ends. That's what that just gets me. Like, the only person that knows when the game ends is the referee.
Oh, there's really?
Not, yeah, because they always add extra time. So it's like, either like it's supposed to end sometime around now.
Right.
I don't know. We'll wait. And it's like,
guess we'll wait and see.
That's kind of how it goes. It's just like watching a soccer game when you're watching your kids play. You never know when the time is or when it's over, you know?
I guess I don't. I do now.
No. Luke Bryan, I don't want this night to end on B105. We will see you tomorrow. We have Lauren. Well, Lauren will see you later at noon to 1. ASP Masaba for the backyard barbecue, giving away a Traeger grill from Miner's Ace Hardware in Superior. Also $500 to Super 1. And we got tickets today to give away for the concert tomorrow.
Yep. There's so much going on.
George Burge and Ian Munson.
Yep. And I'll be there. So if you see